Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Reese. Reese. Hey,
yes.
Reese. Wake up.
Yes.
Wake up, Reese. Wake up. Reese, wake up.
I've got my Reese, voice back.
You were having a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
You were shaking and foaming at the mouth.
Why are you sleeping next to me? You know, it's my wife.
Because it was time to record our show. And the bed just looked so inviting. I came a few hours early into your house, and I thought I'd take a nap next to you. You're very warm.
Thanks.
Yeah, I liked being a sandwich between the two of you. But it's time to record now. But tell me, quick, get up, put on some PJs, stop being naked, and tell me what's the show going to be about today?
Well, Jesse, as the fog of sweet slumber lifts, name things that you can that people like to smuggle.
People like to smuggle.
Yes.
People like to smuggle jewelry, drugs, a lot of money.
Yeah, money in the anus. We all love that.
Money in the anus. Yeah,
yeah.
Hold on. Smuggling mean only anus stuff? Is it?
No, that's not. It's not a word for like storing
stuff in your anus cavity. I didn't think so. Yeah.
Okay. No. It was just a joke.
Okay. I guess exotic animals and plants.
Yeah, smuggle
those. Yeah.
How about margarine?
Margarine?
Yeah, you call it margarine. I call it margarine.
Smuggling margarine. All right.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Not intentionally.
No. Jesse Harley, accidental margarine smuggler. That's what it says on your Wikipedia. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, bootleg margarine.
I'm excited. Stop being naked. Put some pants on.
Well, how else am I going to smuggle margarine?
Politics and Canada is a snooze fest. Paying attention is one hell of a test. To dig a little deeper is a dumpster fire. Sex, drugs, corruption, and everyone's a liar. Assassination, genocides, overpriced bread. A prime minister who talks to the dead. A province that tried to ban all cars. A premier smoking crack in strip bars. So stick around, we know you won't be snoring. It's a new episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. A cool podcast. Reese and Jesse. Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters and with me is Jesse Harley. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Reese. How are you doing?
How's Morocco?
Morocco's great. I just had... there are times in a man's life, a cis hetero man's life, where you meet a woman.
I know what you mean. Yeah, what does cis mean?
I think it means you were born the gender you were assigned with at birth.
So is it an acronym?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
if it's an acronym.
It's like Wafakak. Okay,
I think so. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, there's a time in a man's life where you meet a woman so beautiful you act like a loon. And it happened to me just now. I was going, you know what? I'm going to get a coffee before we record this show.
Okay.
And I don't like this. This episode will come out like a week after I'll have met her. So, and I told her the name of the show, but like I want to be talking to her at this point, I'm sure. So that's fine if she finds.
Random men asking her to listen to their podcast in coffee shops.
She said first. She's like, you've got a really, really cool voice. I feel like you'd be good on a podcast. I'm like, funny you should mention that. I'm about to go record one, and we talked about it, and then she asked for the name of the show. So I did not volunteer this
information. Are you hoping she's going to listen to this and then?
I told her she knows the name. She knows the name of the show.
Oh, that's good.
So, well, I'm not hoping she's going to listen to this. No, I'm saying I'm hoping that we are like we've
after you just ways in bed with me and my wife.
Anyway, I went to get a coffee to get some energy, and I looked around. It's fucking sweltering, like 31 degrees here, and there's no places in the shade. And there's this girl sitting by herself on a big bench, and I just looked at her. I'm like, hey, listen, there's no shade anywhere. Can I just join you? She's like, sure. I sit down. I turn away. I'm reading on my Kindle. I have no intention of bothering her or anybody. I just want to read and have a coffee for 25 minutes before recording the show. 5 minutes goes by and she turns and asks me where I'm from. I'm like, oh, okay. And we start talking and she's so pretty. I feel like I have to be on stage. Like I'm performing. Like I don't know how to act like a normal human being, you know, like, like I'm telling stories from when I met my friend Christopher in Texas at the podcast convention. I'm telling her about our show, about being a filmmaker and being an extra. And like, I feel like I literally felt like I was performing.
Were you exhausted?
It was a little exhausting afterwards. Oh, now we're getting, I'm recording a podcast and I have no place to record it but my bed. Yeah. Someone came into our dorm, our 6-bed dorm, which is going to happen while we record this show. So anyway, that happened to me. And then I, after the show ended, after my performance ended, I said, I have to go. And I paid the check and immediately left. So
is that why you text me saying I might be a bit late? It's because you were talking to her.
No. I'm always late. That's why.
Okay.
I just assume. Anyway, how's winter? It's 31 fucking degrees here.
Oh, we had a ton of snow yesterday, like loads of, but really heavy, damp, wet snow, like not nice snow, not like fluffy snow, like in a Hallmark movie. This was like heavy snow that like makes your clothes wet and damp and heavy. It was great. I love it. Love it.
That sounds fun, man.
Yeah.
I got videos sent to me yesterday by friends of the snow in Canada, and I'm like, oh, this is,
but I made nothing,
the right choice.
And I've been really ill this week as well. I was like delirious at one point, and I think I slept almost like 16 hours straight. And I was very
grateful. You never get sick.
I'm very grateful to my wife. What happens is I go into like almost like a state of like hibernation. I sleep for an intense period of time, and then I get better again. That's pretty weird.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Like I'm regenerating, like Doctor Who. But I was very grateful because my wife did everything for the kids for a few days. Like she did all the meals, all the admin, all the heavy brushes.
Very sweet. She brushed their teeth? Is that what you said?
No, just to make sure they did it. Because just run upstairs. They'll run the toothbrush under the tap for 30 seconds and run back down if they had their way.
That's fucking funny.
I really don't value their teeth.
I don't know. It's really funny that kids...
But ironically, when they fall out, they expect money.
That's why they don't brush their teeth, Reese. They exactly. Want them to fall out.
They want the money. So, but the thing I was going to say was, this is a special friends episode as well. I forgot to mention at the top. So this is just
so my special lady friend won't have heard this. Well,
this will be part of the free preview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fine. So, why not get? You could maybe she's not your lady friend. Maybe you should look at her as a new subscriber.
maybe that'd be better. But the other thing I was going to say was before we get on with the content, Jesse.
Yes.
Pierre Polyev has just had an incredible endorsement from someone who just makes everything look better.
Okay.
Alex Jones.
Oh my God! What? Of course. Of course.
The unhinged. Heavily addicted conspiracy theorist who was successful. I don't know, but he's clearly
he's on something.
He's definitely on something, but and who has been successfully sued by the parents of Sandy Hook, the kids who were killed in Sandy Hook, who were then defamed and abused by people he was the kind of ringleader of.
What happened? Because like I only heard a brief mention of that story, and from what little I heard. Which, to be fair, I did not do a deep dive into this. At the time, with what little information I had, I was on his side. Like, he was just...
Really? Oh, my God, Jesse. You could not be more wrong.
Hear me out. Okay. No. Listen. Hear me out. Well, maybe I am, because I don't have the information, and maybe it was, like, way worse than
it was. Well, you tell me, and I look forward to giving you the information.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is how this works, though, right?
No, exactly.
From what little I've heard, he had a show, and he had a conspiracy theory about Sandy Hook, and
he did.
He talked about this conspiracy theory, and most of his conspiracy theories are wrong, right? They're wrong. And when people go through a traumatic event, if you talk about it in an ill-themed light, and it makes them feel bad, people feel like they have, like suing someone for saying something you don't like is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely.
That's not what happened.
As Elon Musk so famously put it, freedom of speech only matters when someone you don't like is saying something you don't like.
Which is exactly why he canceled that show after one episode when they asked him difficult questions.
Right. I didn't. But like, I guess like he's insane. No, don't get me wrong. Alex Jones is insane. Right. But like to believe in freedom of speech is to believe the right for people to say things you don't like hearing. If he was sued and sued successfully for simply saying something people didn't like to hear, that's not okay.
That's not what happened, though. He actively fed a narrative to his audience that all of the parents who had their kids murdered in Sandy Hook were crisis actors. Their kids didn't exist. And they were getting paid by the government. And then he would go to Sandy Hook and make documentaries about this kind of stuff and send people there. And then these parents, while grieving the loss of their children, had to deal with death threats and people turning up at their houses and abusing them.
Wow.
Okay. So this isn't about freedom of speech. This is about totally like taking some people whose lives had already been destroyed and then destroying them even more because you realized that the thing that you'd started talking about as a conspiracy theory was trending and that he just pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. He was successfully sued for $1.5 billion.
Wow.
By the families. So
he sucks.
If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.